Good morning and welcome back to Nahiyomi. Today we're going to be starting a new sefer. We're entering Shir HaShirim. This is the first of the five Megillos, and it is a very special Megillah. Let's take a little bit of a look. This is the introduction section, so we're going to spend a little bit of time getting a sense of what we're about to be doing. In overview, Shir HaShirim is comprised of eight prakim, eight chapters, and 117 psukim. In terms of its order in the placement of ksuvim, of scriptures, the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yudalit actually puts it in a different order than we have. The way that scriptures are ordered in Baba Basra are Rus, Tehillim, Iyov, Mishle, Koheles, Shir HaShirim, Eicha, Daniel, Esther, Ezra, and Dira Yamim. That seems to be more in a chronological order than the order that we have it, which is Tehillim, Mishle, Iyov, those are the Sifrei Emes, then the five Megillos, Shir HaShirim, Rus, Eicha, Koheles, Esther, then Daniel, Ezra, and Dira Yamim. In terms of the authorship, it should be pretty clear who the author is, because it says Shir HaShirim Asher Lishlomo. These are the Song of Songs which are to Solomon. However, the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, adds on an interesting appendage that it is in fact ordered, it was collected by Chizkiyahu V'Siyatai. That means to say it was redacted by Chizkiyahu. He took the texts and put it all together. This makes a whole lot of sense, because in fact if you go back to Sefer Melachim, we know that we're told about Shlomo Melech, Vayedaber Shloshes Alofim Moshal, Vayhilo Shiro Chamesh V'Chamisha V'Elef. It sounds like Shlomo Melech had 3,000 parables and 1,005 songs. Where are those 1,005 songs? Well, clearly, Shir HaShirim does not include 1,005 songs. It includes a number less than that. So it must have been some of the songs of Shlomo were included in Shir HaShirim. In understanding the Sefer on its own grounds, to understand it, we need to look at it on the basic level and then on the deeper level. On the basic level, this Sefer, this Megillah, seems to be the love song between the Dod and the Raya. Those are two expressions of endearment from a male to a female. These are descriptions of a love song. They both seem to be people working in the field. The Dod is a shepherd. The Raya also seems to be in some capacity to be in for the fields. But they both remain nameless throughout the Sefer. We don't know who they are, and they're not given specific time or place. There's a question as to how do we read this Megillah? Do we read it as whole, or do we read it in pieces? It's interesting that most of the Midrashim take each Pasuk by itself and drive down into the depths of that Pasuk and extract from it deep meanings. But a lot of the meanings are independent of the perhaps even the next Pasuk which follows it. A lot of the Mefarshim try to string all those ideas together and see a larger picture. So for the Ibn Ezra, as an example, he says, as opposed to seeing it as staccato, if we look at it as one story of the love of two adolescents, a young man, a shepherd, a young adolescent girl, that's the story over here. Rashi expands it, we'll see in a second, but they try to string together a bigger picture. There are some scholars who argue on this and say that not all of the songs or the pieces of this Sefer string together into one consistent theme. There seems to be a lot of jumping around at certain places, which leads some of them to say that in fact there are perhaps different contributors to it. However, Rav Amos Chacham in his commentary, his introduction to the Da'at Mikra version of this, says that no, of course, it's all Shlomo HaMelech, as is pretty clearly indicated, but there may have been different songs of Shlomo HaMelech from different parts or times that were merged by Chizkiyahu HaMelech together into the Shir HaShirim, which is why, as we'll see when we learn the Sefer, there are going to be different voices at different times and different themes at different times. In fact, the Da'at Mikra goes on to suggest that it might have been that some parts of Shir HaShirim were used to be sung at festive occasions, weddings, feasts. And this makes a whole lot of sense, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph Umud Aleph tells us that it is us, or it is forbidden, to sing Shir HaShirim in the house of drinking, because people will not do it right. It'll be a disgrace to the song. The implications is that perhaps, over time, we lost what it could be like. We lost the kedusha of what it would be like to sing this at a chasen at a special place and time. But it may originally have had, or some parts, or some psukim, may have had their place. In fact, it's very joyous and special ritual and religious occasions as well. Fascinating. It's also to be noted that there's no explicit mention of the name of Hashem in this Megillah, although the Gemara does tell us that every time, barring one, that it says Shlomo, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That also is a fascinating idea as to in terms of the usage of the song, perhaps in some of its early iterations at times of feast, potentially, as a suggestion. In terms of the deeper understanding, Chazal understand that this is not the song of love between a man and a woman. This, in fact, is a deeper song which is describing the relationship between Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Israel is the Raya and Hashem is the Dod. And that's the way that Rashi and the Targum adopt this, and most of the Mepharshim do that. In fact, in the Art Scroll Stone Edition, Chumash at the back, the translation to Shir HaShirim is based on Rashi's interpretation, which has taken Chazal and turned it into a long and understanding perspective of the conversation that's going on. Now, that does not mean, says Rav Moshe Chacham, that the Chazal were disgusted with a lowly love poem and therefore they had to reinterpret it. Not at all. In fact, we know that the Gemara tells us that when it comes to the relationship between a man and a woman, that is in fact the platform for some of the greatest kedusha which can exist in this world. Zachu, if they have the zechus, the merit, shchina b'neihem, the shchina is among them. That's why the letters yud and hey are found in the word ish and isha, is that in the very mundane relationship, the intimate relationship between one human being and another, there can be the platform for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That being the case, therefore, perhaps what Chazal was saying is, if we truly understand the Kedusha, which can be in that relationship, we can understand the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the nation of Israel as well. Some of the Mepharshim try to also identify later events that occurred in Jewish history, and they related them to the Psukim in trying to understand the events in Klal Yisrael's history and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One fascinating question which one can ask in this is that, is this the relationship of Klal Yisrael, the nation of Israel, Am Yisrael, and Hashem, or is it the individual? Most of the classic Mepharshim, like Rashi, understand that it's the nation of Israel. And we talk about the national history of Israel. But there are other Mepharshim, say, for instance, Rav Shmuel ibn Tibbon, Rav Yosef ibn Kaspi, the Malbim, who understand it's the chassid, it's the individual's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's every person who wants that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's their song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this matches what the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek Yod Pos Mishnah, or Halacha Gimel, the Rambam asks, how is that we love Hashem? Ketzad hi ha'ava ha'ru'ya. What is the perfect love that we're supposed to express for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hu she'ahavas Hashem ahava gedola yoseira azza ma'od. You show this deep burning love of Hashem. Ad she'tei nafshoi keshura ba'avas Hashem. To your soul is attached to the love of Hashem. V'nimtza shoge bo tamid ki'ilu chole choli ahava she'ein da'ato penuya me'avas oisa isha. It should be like a person is madly in love, a man is madly in love with a woman, that there's not a moment that their mind is off that person, whether they're sleeping or they're awake or they're eating or they're drinking, they're always thinking of her. More than that is expected, the love of Hashem in the heart of those who love Him. They contemplate Him always, as we say in the Shema Yisrael. And that's what Shlomo Melech says in Shir HaShirim, that my soul is sick of love of you because I'm so desperately in love with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll call Shir HaShirim Mashal Hu L'Inyan Zeh. And this is what all of Shir HaShirim is. Rambam clearly indicating it's not about the nation of Israel, but it's about every individual seeking to have that relationship with Hashem. It's worthwhile noting that there's a third level of depth as to what Shir HaShirim can mean, this, the Kabbalistic depth. This relates to why it is said on an Erev Shabbos, according to some traditions, and that is the notion of not necessarily the nation of Israel, but of an imperfect creation yearning to reunite with its creator again. That means to say that the creation which was separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yearning and calling out to be reunited with its source of energy, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's worthwhile noting that there is a debate about Shir HaShirim. The Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim Perek Gimel Mishnah Hay describes there was a little bit of a debate as to whether Shir HaShirim is metame yodayim. It impurifies the hands. Impurifying the hands was a halachic category given to only Sifrei Kedusha, to books which belong to the canon of Tanakh, in order that people should not store them with food. Now, it's therefore there was tumas yodayim was decreed on the parchment of Sifrei Kedusha. However, although there was a debate about Shir HaShirim, it turns out in the end that at the time that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was established as the leader, as the Gemara Brachos describes, Shir HaShirim Kodes were included in the canon, and they were Metame Misyodayim. And Rabbi Akiva would, in fact, when a contemporary of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues to say, Chas v'shalom lo nech lak Adam Yisrael HaShir HaShirim. No one ever disagreed with Shir HaShirim Shalot HaTame Misyodayim that it should not be in the canon. She'ein kol ha'olam kulay kadai kayom she'nitan boy Shir HaShirim l'Yisrael. There was no day that was better than for the nation of Israel than the day that Shir HaShirim was given. She'kol ha'ksuvim kodesh, that all the books in the canon of Tanakh are holy, Shir HaShirim kodesh kodashim. And the book of Shir Hashim is holy of holies. What is interesting about this is what was the problem with it? It's not very clear. The Avos Rabbi Nosson, in describing this, adds the phrase Shema Yu Amrim Mishalos Ve'Eino Min Aksuvim. They would say Mishalim which are not from the scriptures. Hard to understand what that means. But what does it mean Kodesh versus Kodesh Kedoshim? One of my teachers, Rabbi Avram Rivlin, who was the Mashkiach of Kerem Yavne for many, many years, used to say that the Kodesh, the idea of holiness, refers to Pshat, the outer layer of meaning of the text. Kodesh Kedoshim refers to the Drash, the inner meaning of the text. Every text that you look at in Tanakh has a Pshat and a Drash. It has the outer meaning and the inner meaning. And what Rabbi Kiva seems to be saying is that Shir Hashirim is Kula Kodesh Kedoshim. It only has Drash. Meaning to say, don't take it on the surface. Don't say that it is merely a love poem. It is much deeper than that, says Rabbi Akiva, and it's Kodesh Kedoshim. You need to understand the deeper meaning in order to understand the Pshat itself. There is a minhag to read Shir Hashem on Pesach, and there's many reasons as to that, whether it relates to the notion of the love of Hashem and the Klal Yisrael, when Hashem redeemed the nation of Israel, chose them as a nation at the moment of Exodus. It could be the ideas of Hallel, of thanksgiving, which are clear and paramount, or many specific psukim, which relate to the notions of Kriyas Yamsuf and the salvation at that moment in history. This is a very basic overview of this incredible Sefer. We're going to take the next week or so to spend the time learning the 8 prakim of Shir Hashirim. I look forward to doing it with you. In the meantime, a wonderful and meaningful day.